We're looking this week at some of the damage done by Idaho's nearly 300,000-acre soda fire. The Bureau of Land Management says the state's biggest wildfire this year generated potential hazardous material sites. Adam Cotterell has more.
An old mercury processing facility in the Owyhee County desert got cleaned up 4 years ago. Contaminated soil was removed and the whole thing was covered in new dirt and fenced with barbed wire. 3 weeks ago, the soda fire swept over it. The Bureau of Land Management thinks that site is fine. A bigger concern, though, is an illegal dump site.
700 tires, several vehicles, and other large debris.
MJ Byrne with the BLM office in Boise says the agency had discovered the site and was hiring a hazmat contractor when the fire started.
We were in the process of getting it cleaned up. We just didn't get it done in time.
Burned tires release a variety of hazardous substances. Byrne says the BLM is worried that if it rains, soil and water in the area could be at risk. The BLM has hired an emergency contractor to clean the site immediately, but it could take a few weeks. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.